Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the second hour of Immunize Wisely. My name is Ingrid Castle, and my guest is Tracy Carmack with microbiomelabs.com, and we're talking about the liposaccharide, you know, they call it LPS, endotoxemia. Metabolic endotoxemia is basically when there's a whole leaky gut syndrome that happens, and it's very common, and an endotoxin, an immune compound also called LPS or liposaccharide, is a component of this outer membrane of the gram-negative bacteria that's been shown to cause chronic inflammation in the gut. And this is so common, Tracy. I mean, it's what we're seeing all the time that's leading to all these various diseases. And so I want you to share a bit of, you know, your success stories and just some people that you know that have experienced a turnaround using Megaspore Biotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, we know that there's a lot of reasons that people will have gut disorders. We've isolated, you know, yes, it's the lipopolysaccharide, and a lot of that dysbiosis comes because of use of pharmaceutical drugs, primarily the antibiotics, but there's a lot of others too. PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors, will cause, long-term use will cause a dysbiosis. Using hormones will, you know, so there's a long laundry list of pharmaceutical drugs that will upset the gut, as well as GMOs and glyphosate, and just a whole host of things. So we're seeing an explosion of these gut disorders. I see a lot of it when I'm doing trade shows for practitioners. You know, these are MDs, DOs, DCs, naturopaths, that they themselves are having gut issues. And so a lot of my, yes, I'm helping them strategize protocols for their clients, but usually I start with them first. And what we're seeing, the early signs, just from GI disorders, are going to be, gas, bloating, cramps, diarrhea, constipation. But if this isn't addressed, we have people out there that are so food sensitive that they're not eating any variety of food. They've isolated, they can only have one or two foods. And see, this is very bad for the microbiome, because what helps in long-term health is diversity. And you get diversity of your gut bugs by having a diverse diet. So any diet that is, causing you to eat just repetitively the same foods and narrowing the spectrum of the type of foods is long-term going to be very unhealthy. And this is what a lot of, diets are doing. And when people have, sensitivities, allergies, in the beginning, signs of autoimmune disease, they will become more and more sensitive. One autoimmune disease will lead to another. One food sensitivity will lead to another, because the long-term problem is the gut becomes more and more leaky. And if you have leaky gut, you have leaky brain. So now we're talking about a full body invasion of this endotoxin that's causing, rampant inflammation everywhere. So, some of the worst cases you'll see with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's and celiac and IBD and IBS. And, these folks have, their life is greatly affected. And if it's a child, you know, it's the parents, you know, as well. You know, we've had cases where, you know, a child was born with a colon dysfunction, had to have a sectional done. And here is a child that was, you know, messing his pants, you know, 7 to 8 times a day. And as he's getting closer to going to preschool, there is no preschool out there that's going to change a child, you know, 7 to 10 times. So this is greatly affecting, you know, the whole family. So they, this was actually a practitioner and her son, and they found the Total Gut Restoration Program, which consists of Megaspore and titrating it up slowly because it's strong and people have to, if they have a weak immune system, it has to basically modulate and retrain the immune system. So you have to go slow, and then you add the prebiotic, and then you add the megamucosa to repair the mucin layer that's been degraded. And they worked with, or she worked with her son on this protocol. And after each step, it was so obvious that it was, you know, it's easy to see in a child when they go from 7 to 8 bowel movements to 5 and 6, and then 3 and 4, and then a normal 1 or 2, you know, to the point now, you know, this child can go to school and the parents don't have to constantly be worrying. Or individuals, you know, that can't sit through a movie at a theater because they have to get up and, you know, they'll have diarrhea. So this is very life-changing when you can give people the freedom and the dignity to live their life without having to worry about, you know, where they're going to go or what they're going to do and can they get to a toilet.
Mm-hmm. So he was obviously this, it was a boy, right? A young boy?
Yes. Yes.
So he was probably started on like a quart of a capsule every other day or something like that?
Yes. And for children, you know, you would dose by weight. We use the same capsule as we do with adults. We just open the capsule and just use, you know, like you said, a fourth to a half a capsule.
So it's just a very small amount to start out with, just to introduce these spores to the body to start normalizing. Because if you, what would happen, let's just say, if you gave this little boy just one full capsule, what kind of reactions could you expect?
You can't overdose in spores, so it's not a matter of getting too much of the spores. It's a matter of how much can the individual tolerate. Because even though someone will have pathogens or dysbiosis, there's homeostasis. The body finds a balance, you know, at some point. So when you're trying to make a change, even though it's a good change, the body will resist, and these pathogens will fight back. You know, all this lipopolysaccharide becomes released, and it can overwhelm the body. It can shut down the bowels, cause constipation. If there's damage in the epithelial, it'll irritate. It can cause diarrhea. It can, you know, go up the vagus nerve and cause, you know, foggy thinking or depression. So this is what we want to watch for. And a lot of my practitioners and physicians will call Megaspore the poor man's diagnostic test. Because just by starting these spores, the side effect or the symptoms that the individual will experience tells them a lot about how much dysbiosis and how much gut damage and how quickly they'll be able to proceed on a protocol. So it's body, it's definitely telling in how you can proceed and what the next step is.
Yeah, so that's very interesting, as using it as a diagnostic tool. So a practitioner that really is very experienced is going to be right on those symptoms. You know, they're going to want that parent to document within 24 hours. They're going to want to know the results so that they can do any kind of adjustments, right?
Yes. So 80% of the individuals can do a typical titration and proceed adding the other total gut restoration products. But that 20% is what you're really looking for, because the 20% of individuals that are sensitive or hypersensitive, or what you might call the canaries in the population, are the ones that take up 80% of your time. So you really want to identify them early on, because it could be they need to cut the dose in half, start even slower, and then about half of that 20% will be fine with doing that. But then you've got 10% that aren't, and they may cut the dose in half again, and some will be fine with that. But there are some that cannot tolerate Megaspore at all. And with those individuals, we have a 2-spore, have such a damaged gut and a damaged immune system that they can't tolerate all 5 spores. Their immune system can tolerate generally just 1 or 2. So we'll graduate them from 1 spore to 2 spores, and then from 2 spores to the 5. But it's going to take longer because they have to titrate each one up and, again, look for the tolerance.
Right. So Megaspore is not for someone who is extremely sick with leaky gut. You're going to want to get them on another product that has less spores.
Yes. Just you know, many times we don't know how much they can tolerate till we start them with Megaspore, and they will eventually get to Megaspore, but we may have to step them down. We have in the 6 years added some other tools that are very helpful. For instance, Mega IgG 2000 is a concentrated immunoglobulin. And immunoglobulins, their whole purpose is to tag viruses, parasites, and toxins. So they will help to neutralize that lipopolysaccharide and help it to be more tolerable. So it could be just a combination of the IgG 2000 and Megaspore will help them over that hump, and they may not have to start with the 2-spore one. But again, that's where the practitioner really comes into play, because it takes asking the right questions and putting the right combination together, and each person is different. So it's a customized medicine that has to be done.
Absolutely. So there's, you mentioned here in some of my notes, MedGuard, you know, and so dyspepsia. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? I mean, that's kind of, you know, there's all these different products here, and it's, you know, there's the prebiotic, there's the mucosa. I mean, it's really fascinating. But the whole idea, of course, is we want to get people better, and we want to tailor a program specifically to them.
And what we're seeing in the society, I think if you look at the most highly prescribed pharmaceutical drugs, the proton pump inhibitors are really, you know, high at the top. A lot of people are having what they're calling GERD, dyspepsia, reflux,
yes.
And all of this, you know, the use, long-term use of those pharmaceuticals will cause further gut damage down the road. So
yes,
it's really just a band-aid. And they weren't meant to be used long-term, but that's what people are doing. So what the problem is, you know, when you talk about reflux, it's not about having too much stomach acid. It's about having the acid not there when you need it, and it refluxing because it's not there
yes.
when you're trying to digest your food. So the whole pH barriers of the stomach and the intestinal tract have been disturbed. So those are like zip codes, and each zip code has a different set of bacteria. So we really have to put those zip codes or barriers back in place, and a lot of that has to do with getting the gut bacteria, you know, the dysbiosis remedied. So what we have found is that there are some great herbs that help do that. One of them is, in both of these major herbs in this formula are pharmaceutical drugs in Europe because they're very effective, so we've put them together. So the first one is a licorice that has, it's a high concentration of bioflavonoids, and those bioflavonoids have been shown to stop the protein synthesis of H. pylori. And H. pylori is one of those organisms that you know, is the culprit for ulcerative, you know, ulcers, you know, in the stomach, and can really upset the pH balance of the gut, because you know.
We're talking, are we talking licorice, excuse me, yeah, are we talking licorice root powdered?
Yes, yeah. So, but it's
Okay.
the bioflavonoid concentration that is really unique in this formula. So that, you know, it's going to help again with that a pH of the stomach. The it stopped the synthesis of the protein of the H. pylori and really return, you know, this acidity that needs to be there in the stomach to prevent, you know, things like H. pylori. And then the other is the artichoke, which is very important for the bile salts, you know, the bile flow. And bile salts have a lot to do with maintaining the pH of the intestinal tract. If there's dysbiosis or bad gut bacteria, they'll actually unconjugate the bile salts. And secondary bile salts can be very toxic. And this is where a lot of the chronic diarrhea is coming from. It's really a bile issue. So once we put, you know, the licorice and the artichoke and the ginger together, we're getting a better peristalsis, we're getting better bile flow, we're getting those pH barriers back in place and the H. pylori under control. And this is important to keep the upper digestive tract in line so that we can fix the lower digestive tract. So, you know,
Okay,
we
I just wanted to, we think of in California, we think of artichokes of one species, and we have Jerusalem artichokes, which are sunchokes, and those are really amazing for healing the gut. So, are you talking about sunchokes or Jerusalem artichokes? Would
The,
you mention artichoke?
you know, I'll have to check to see what species,
I'm pretty sure that's what they're talking about because it's been known. I mean, even Edgar Cayce talked about it. I mean, it's been known to be a corrective thing and actually forms a prebiotic. A lot of people take those and juice them and cut them up in salads and stuff. But it's not like the desert, kind of, big, that you eat the leaves of and you have the heart and like that. So it's I think that's what they're using. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. So, you know, that's everything we're doing is going to be to take care of the entire intestinal tract. And so that was a piece that was missing, was taking care of the stomach and the upper intestinal tract. Because there are some babies now that are, you know, newborns that are being given PPIs. And so this is going to greatly affect their digestive tract. And developing, you know, a good immune system. So we're just, you know, trying to educate. There are other things that can be used, more options to keep the GI tract healthy.
Right. Yeah, but well, there's certainly plenty that the medical profession does to destroy our GI tract for sure. I mean, I see it a lot, but one of the things that I've always just done is let's just make sure at least you clean them out. I have a colon on board, and when I see an overgrowth, that's one of the first things I do. And I have friends that are colon therapists, and they, in fact, it was a colon therapist that turned me on to you and Microbiome Labs, and I'm very grateful. She said she's tried all kinds of products, and of course, being a colon therapist, I'm sure she's very familiar with all the different things out there. But she says she's tried lots and lots of things, and just thinks this company is the cat's meow. And I'm hoping she's listening because she's been bugging me for the last, several weeks. Oh, you've got to try this stuff. I can't wait till you try it. So I am actually waiting for an order. But we're going to be taking callers soon. Are you about ready to take callers, Tracy?
Sure. We'd love to hear from people.
Sure. Yeah, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. I mean, we have a whole population of people out there that have been exposed to Roundup and have been vaccinated, and those two things in and of themselves create gut dysbiosis. And to me, it is an epidemic proportion. So we'll take callers after the break. So you're listening to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting System.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Welcome back. You know, I neglected to mention that we do have a chat room. It's Immunize Wisely with a Z at chatandgo.com. And so if you don't want to, you know, call in, it's 800-313-9443. And you just want to put a question on the chat room, we'll try to get that answered too. So, right now, we don't have any callers, but, you know, most people know the number, 800-313-9443. And I know that, as we said, this is like an epidemic problem. So I know that this company is exploding right now because I've already looked at all the practitioners that you have throughout the country, and I was like, wow. My pharmacy at our county seat is actually carrying this product. And so I would think that, you know, you'd have to be training all these pharmacists, and that's where you're at right now. You're actually training a pharmacy in Dallas, Texas, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah.
And it requires training for sure, just like what you said.
Yes. Yeah, and there's a lot of the pharmacies belong to an association called, you know, PCCA, and they get intensive training when they go to their association meetings too. And we were just there. Our company was training on the total gut restoration. So, you know, it definitely is microbiome. The word microbiome is the word, the buzzword that everyone is realizing that you have to fix the gut before you can fix anything else.
Yes. And, you know, so we have all these brain disorders because we've talked about how vaccines cross the blood-brain barrier and end up causing things like dyslexia and bipolar. All these things are actually connected to vaccines. And then, you know, the whole droopy side of your face, you know, Andrew Molden and several others have talked about that and how, you know, that shows this inflammation of the brain and how you have these two different sides of the face. So, you know, I'm looking at, you know, repairing the gut flora. Would that affect some of these brain disorders?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a direct connection between lipopolysaccharide and depression that was published just recently. We know that it has a lot to do with different anxiety disorders because, again, these toxins can travel directly up the vagus nerve to the brain. And the other thing is that, again, 90% of our serotonin is made in our gut. So if your gut's not working, you're not making enough of your serotonin, your feel-good neurotransmitter, to keep your emotions balanced.
Exactly. Yep. It's pretty darn important to get that gut flora together. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually really excited. I'm actually waiting for some product to come. So I will definitely be sharing my stories. But we have Sharon in Florida. Welcome to Immunize Wisely. Do you have some questions for our guest, Tracy?
Yes. My grandson is almost 6, and he was vaccinated up until he was about 4, before we knew better. He's got very severe gut issues. So we were wondering what he would recommend for that. Mm-hmm. A lot of food allergies.
A lot of food allergies. Has he been on any antibiotics?
No, we've gone all homeopathic at this point.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you're doing organic food?
Yes, organic foods. He's on, they've never taken, he's gluten intolerant. He's allergic to soy, yeast, dairy, stuff like that. So everything is, all of that's out of his diet. Okay. So it's all organic, whole foods.
Okay. And he's still having gut problems? Is it constipation, diarrhea, gas, bloating, or everything?
It's getting a lot better, but he, it's still a lot of diarrhea, stomach cramps, things like that.
Okay. So he's got a lot of symptoms that say he's got, you know, some metabolic endotoxemia, that lipopolysaccharide is irritating, will cause the diarrhea, the leaky gut will cause all of these allergies and food sensitivities. So, you know, definitely kids can take these spore probiotics. If you go to microbiomelabs.com, there's a practitioner locator. You can put your zip code in that. It will tell you a functional medicine practitioner in your zip code that carries our product, that you'd be able to get that product and titrate it, go slow, and, you know, be able to make some progress.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would recommend for diet?
You know, all the sensitivities, you know, those are just going to get worse until his gut gets fixed. Wheat has been hybridized to the point it's very irritating to the gut. So a lot of the, you know, once the gut is healed, you don't want to make the diet so strict that then you're affecting the diversity of, so you need to get to a point of healing and not just keep pulling things out of the diet. But, you know, those, make sure and stay organic to avoid the GMOs and, you know, all of those, the dairy, all of that, you know, finding dairy alternatives, because even with the, yes, the organic milks are much better, but there's still some issues in when you have a damaged gut, his immune system is just not tolerating those. So keeping organic, fix the gut. And as a nutritionist, I used to practice, you know, I look at the lectins in a lot of foods. And in lectins, there's a genetic predisposition, you know, with blood type. Some lectins bother other people more than, you know, like nightshades. So you might look into that as well, because it's okay. Lectins are very irritating to the gut. So that could be another clue to look at.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for those suggestions. And we'll definitely look into locating a doctor close to us that can help us with that.
Super. And best of all to you. It's, you know, we really need to give this next generation and these kids the attention, because it's, you know, that's our future. So best of luck to you.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sharon. I really appreciate your call. And yeah, like you said, she said, definitely look for a practitioner in your area. You'd be amazed. There's so many throughout the country that are utilizing these spores for helping recover people in their community. So you'll likely find someone in Florida. We also have a question from Tom in Utah. He wanted to know where the Roundup is mostly coming from. You know, obviously glyphosate is the secret ingredient, or I mean, I'm sorry, it's what they patented, Roundup. Roundup is a herbicide that Monsanto developed, and our EPA thought it was great. So it's really too bad, because it causes cell death, and it's extremely damaging, and it's banned in some countries, but not enough. So do you want to talk about where it's mostly coming from, you know, at all? I think it's fairly well known that it's pervasive.
Yeah. Tom, when we have a ranch in northern Idaho, and what I didn't realize, one of the forest, the state forest, backs up to one border of our property, and I, you know, spent a lot of time out there walking, and that's kind of my happy place. And I went out there one day, and the whole border was roped off, and there were signs on the trees that said, do not enter, herbicide applied. So it became, you know, obvious to me that you're not going to have people with masks and just spraying individual plants in a forest. They're going to drop it from the air. So if they're spraying herbicides over forests that are right next to properties and farms and, you know, agriculture, that it's in the air, it's all over our skin, it's all over, you know, the ground and the grass and everywhere you walk, and this is a huge problem. And that's really what motivated me to study, you know, first the microbiome of the ground, because if we kill the microbiome of the ground, you know, even the food we grow out of it has no nutrition. Glyphosate is patented as an antibiotic, so it's, you know, it's killing the soil microbes. You know, they miscommunicate when they talk to the farmers, and they show studies that Roundup doesn't hurt human cells, you know, in petri dishes, but when it kills all of your gut bacteria that have the same shikimate pathway as the plants, then they're really misleading people, because you can't live without your gut bacteria. You know, that's what protects your immune system. Without your immune system, you get cancer. And what really motivated me was every one of my neighbors up in northern Idaho have some form of cancer. And it's a different cancer. You know, and this makes it very difficult in class action lawsuits, because it's hard to pinpoint. And you know, there are some lawsuits that are going on right now. California, they've won two of them. You see on commercials almost everywhere in this country, lawyers, you know, looking for defendants against Monsanto. But it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, they don't get immunity in some way, just like the vaccination companies, the pharmaceutical companies that now have their own vaccine court, so that we don't know how many payouts are taking place. And so this is a real danger that a lot of people have been injured. It's concentrating in our water supplies. You know, it's runoff from the crops, the agricultural lands into the rivers that, you know, end up in your drinking water. And we know from different, you know, there's different labs out there that test for glyphosate. You won't find them at land-grant universities because, you know, they too are, you know, federally connected and protecting Monsanto. But when you do test for it, you find out it's in everybody. It's in all of our tissues. It's even in the cord blood of newborns. So we have, it's not a point of how do you avoid it. It's a matter of how do you help your gut from the damage that's already there, because we have all been exposed.
Yeah, it's true. It's when you go to the parks and rec of every city, you know, or just, you know, they're maintaining the sides of the roads. They all spend thousands of dollars on Roundup, and they're spraying it like crazy. I mean, it's horrible. We tried to stop it in this county. I mean, there's just not enough people speaking out. And now, at least enough people know that, you know, when you go to the stores and someone is buying Roundup, they're starting to get glares. I mean, you know, there's alternatives. You know, you just bought poison. I mean, people need to, you know, tell people at the store, would you please stop carrying this? It's really causing havoc. So, anyway.
I've noticed all of the roads in Idaho, I started noticing all the trees are dead along the roads. You see that rust, and it's just along the roads. And so we happened to meet the individual that sprays the county road that goes up to our ranch, and he said that he has lymphoma, but he had asked his doctor, does my lymphoma have anything to do with the fact that I spray 2,4-D every day as part of my job? And the doctor said, no, it has no correlation. But people need to wake up. You know, there's a direct correlation. If you see the trees dying along the road, how can you wonder if that's what gave you cancer?
Right. I know that's exactly true. And see, a lot of your illness, you attributed basically to being surrounded by it.
Exactly. So it's in the water, it's in the air, it's all over the food. So just can't get away from it. And you would expect, I mean, that's the reason we went to Idaho, was for clean air, clean water, and, you know, clean food. And it's a poison to paradise.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the day, frankly, Tracy, when vaccines and Roundup are outlawed, because I actually believe that day is coming. I think, you know, we're in Red October. A lot of the listeners of this network are paying attention. There's all kinds of things going on that are not reported in the mainstream news. And if it's going to happen, it's going to happen with this presidency. And I really actually have faith that it's going to happen in our lifetime. Because otherwise, it's total annihilation of not just the human race, but, you know, the animals, the insects. I mean, we're looking at 5G. This is genocide. So, you know, you have to have some kind of hope, because otherwise it's too tragic, the alternative. So that's kind of my goal, because there is a point where you just have to stop the poisoning, but we still need to work toward recovering the children that we have in this country. You know, we have an epidemic of sick children. Joy Garner has been collecting all this data of completely unvaccinated children, and she you know, most of these children that are completely unvaccinated, they're products of parents that were vaccinated. And so they didn't want to pass on further damage. And the results of the surveys, she's found that of those 10% of the completely unvaccinated have, they still have some kind of ailments, you know. But compared to the rest of the vaccinated population, it's up to the vaccinated population is just off the charts with ailments, you know, with the increase in the schedule, their exposure to Roundup. And then, of course, you know, we have all the junk foods, you know, and the fast foods, and it kind of goes on and on. It's amazing that children are surviving as well as they are. But, you know, when you have 72% of all the children in our country, that's what the new estimate is now. And we're talking chronic things like seizure disorders and leukemia. You know, ADHD is just a fraction when you talk about, you know, autism spectrum disorders and, you know, severe asthma, anaphylaxis. So, you know, we need to have some tools, you know, to recover these kids. And this is why I wanted to have you on the show, because people are desperate for tools.
Yes, and people, you know, they don't know whether to trust statistics. But I know from what I have seen just in my lifetime, I know when I was born, autism was 1 in 10,000. When my son was born, it was 1 in 1,000. When my grandson was born, it was 1 in 100. You know, now it's 1 in 30. And what Stephanie Sinoff says, in 2024, it's going to be 1 in 2. Are we really going to wait till then, you know, to have a grassroots movement to say this is enough? You know, and we know it's a multifactorial thing, but all of these things can be fixed. Why aren't we doing it?
Exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, my whole thing is we want to get to the root cause, you know, always get to the root cause and stop the poisoning. But in the meantime, we need remedies. And you know, this is why I titled the show, actually, Immunize Wisely, because I want to get people thinking about how to boost immunity and how to strengthen our microbiome. And so, you know, this company kind of fit right into why I titled my show, because I want those kind of tools. I don't want to just, you know, talk about the problem. You know, we're all, everyone's about solutions. Let's try to fix it, because our children are our future. They're too precious to ignore that we have this serious issue here.
And there is a profile, you know, when we see vaccine damaged children and children that have been given antibiotics, there's a prevalence of C. diff, Clostridia, and strep and staph. And once you start seeing the microbiome, then you can get more of the keystone strains, which are the Acromantia, the Calobacterium, and the Bifidobacteria, which will start growing to crowd out, or what we call competitively exclude, those pathogens. And that's what has to happen in order to bring a gut back into health.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about these keystone strains, those are the strains that help colonize all the other bacteria that you need, correct?
Yes. No. The spores, the bacillus spores, help jumpstart those keystone strains. And those keystone strains are the ones your mother gave you. And we all have them, but if you have damaged gut, they're going to be in such a low proportion, they're not really being effective. And the studies show that if you have more of those, they're directly proportional to better health. So you'll have less inflammation, you know, less gut problems, less cancer. So it's very important to do whatever you can to help those strains thrive. And that's, we know that our most recent clinical study shows that Megaspore will jumpstart those about 20%, but adding that prebiotic to feed them very specific fibers called oligosaccharides will increase them by 80%. And that's really going to give them a foothold to keep the pathogens from overgrowing again.
Interesting. So, are you? So, when you talk about the prebiotic that is part of this company. Does it have any spores in there, or is it just those three primary ingredients?
Right,
of licorice and the artichoke.
No spores.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a separate product. The prebiotic is a powder. It has GOS, mm-hmm. OS, and XOS, and those are oligosaccharides. They come from kiwi skin, corn cob, and milk, but there are no food immunoreactive molecules in the product. It's just oligosaccharides that have no, they can't cause a sensitivity. But those are what the bacteria love to eat. And so we have, once you introduce those, you can increase the growth of those three keystone strains by 80%, which is huge.
That is huge. Okay, we have a caller, Murr in Wisconsin. Welcome to Immunize Wisely, Murr. And do you have a question for Tracy or a comment?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Nice to hear you, Tracy, and Ingrid, of course.
Well,
it looks like, I was doing a little bit of research here, and I don't know about your product, but it looks like both types of artichoke are used. The sunchoke's more for a probiotic, and the longer chain sinus something, the globe ones are used for a prebiotic. So it could be either or both that are in some of those products, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was going to say fermentation. Yeah. These poor people that have been so, you know, Andrew Wakefield was finding all this out way back when he was getting demonized, you know, because it was the gut that was so affected.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if people aren't too bad off, if they start really trying to boost their immunity and eat fermented foods, there's so many different kinds that you can make yourself, you know, and then keep in the fridge and eat. And just a nice spoonful or a forkful before, you know, 15, 20 minutes before you eat, when you get ready to fix your meal, mm-hmm. pop in a bite of that and chew it up real good. And, you know, it makes me salivate every time I start to talk about this stuff. I love this stuff.
Yeah.
I know. And this is, yeah, I'd like to see her comment on that, because right now we're seeing children, when we, you know, it may help some of us adults, but the children are overwhelmed with problems.
Well, can I just say a couple other things, and then I'll get off and you can comment on everything if you don't mind. I just wanted to say that cut out the sugar and the processed foods and the dairy if you need to. I'm vegan basically, but I don't miss for anything with the nuts and seeds and beans, and you know, you prepare them and you're provided with everything. Everything grows that you need. Genesis 1:29, right? But also sleep. It's so important to get enough sleep. Get extra sleep, so your body can repair. Mm-hmm. That was just the main thing. So I'll listen to what you have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mar.
There were a couple things in there. You know, I get questions a lot on the fermented foods. And the benefit of fermented foods are the metabolites that the organisms that are actually doing the fermentation. So there's good, you know, vitamins. It's good for the microbiome. It helps with the pH. So you're getting good nutrients. You're not adding probiotics. There are no organisms that will get past the stomach from those fermented foods, but don't stop eating the fermented foods because they're really good for you. And then the other thing on the sleep, that's an incredibly important point, because during the time, the 12 hours, say, or 8 hours that we're sleeping, there is the migrating motor complex, which is an electrical wave that goes through your colon and helps cleanse it and detoxify, you know, the endotoxins. And if you eat during that time, when this is an intermittent fast, then that motor complex stops and it never completes its cycle, and you don't get a complete cleansing of your gut and colon. And these organisms I mentioned earlier, the keystone strains, they like to grow when we're not eating. So intermittent fasting is really important. So the more gut damage you have, the more dysbiosis, the more important it is to protect your intermittent fasting. So you want to increase from 8 hours to 12, which is a normal intermittent fasting. But with gut damage, you want to increase that to 14 hours, and for the worst gut issues, to 16 hours, so that you're not eating during 16 hours, and then you're eating within an 8-hour period. And you take the spores during that time where you're eating the largest meal, because that's when spores, that's when probiotics are supposed to be taken, because they, you get more benefit from them. They produce more during digestion. So that might help some of those folks that, you know, if they're waking up in the middle of the night and they're eating and they're having a lot of gut issues, you definitely need to get that under control, get the fasting periods down, and get the spores in there to start repairing the gut.
Wow, thank you. That's very helpful, because there's a big thing about intermittent fasting, and it's huge. It starts the stem cells, but also, yeah, okay, everything you said. Everything you said was perfect. I'm really glad you said that. So we have John in California. Welcome to Immunize Wisely, John. And we're coming up on a break, so we may have to carry you over. Oh,
okay.
Ken said we can skip the break, that everyone's interested.
Okay, two quick questions. Your product, does that help with the chemtrails or nanotechnology? That's the first question.
Does it help with chemtrails? I would say it helps with any damage that would result from them.
Okay. Is there a relationship between poor gut health and poor eyesight?
There could be, because, you know, certain toxins from infections can damage the optic nerve.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John. Yeah, to me, the gut is everything in terms of our health. And so there's kind of a big fad now about doing intermittent fasting, for sure, which I see the value in that, but these very high-fat diets. Can you comment on that?
Absolutely. In our research, when we were looking at what makes lipopolysaccharide more or less toxic, we found that high saturated fat diets will create a more toxic lipopolysaccharide, and unfortunately, the worst saturated fat that caused the most toxic lipopolysaccharide is coconut oil. And I know for all of you coconut oil lovers, this is bad news. But here's the skinny is, while you have a damaged gut, avoid it. Once you repair your gut, then bring it back. But it should be avoided while you're trying to heal your gut.
So coconut oil would be worse than even full-fat raw milk butter.
Yes. It's the worst on the top of the chart.
Wow, that's fascinating, because I hadn't read that yet. I haven't, you know, been reading a lot, but didn't get that far. Wow, so, because, you know, that is actually a big thing right now, as you know, the ketogenic diet, and I think, you know, it's healthy to have fruit. It's healthy to have whole grains that are sprouted. I'm very much into the Weston A. Price, that we need to go, you know, how I subscribe to Wise Traditions, you know, the publication of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Mm-hmm. And I figured at some point there's going to have a big article in there on this in one of their quarterly journals, because it's very well read, and their stuff is just excellent to me. I feel like everyone should support what they're doing, going back to traditional diets and the wisdom of what they ate a long time ago to help repair people's health. And it should be a balanced diet. You know, we do need whole foods in proper proportions, you know. But anyway. So we're going to be coming up to the end of the program, and I really appreciate you. You've had a long day, Tracy. I mean, a really long day. So you're probably going to be relieved that this program's over, but I know that you have so much to share, and I'd like you to be able to summarize, you know, what you want our audience to take away from the discussion.
I would say, you know, in summary, you know, the word doctor means teacher, and that a good practitioner should be teaching you all the things that cause the D's and then all of the things that cause the R's. The D's are all the things that cause disease, the death, disease, destruction, as well as the dissociation of the gut microbiome, the disruption, the dysbiosis, but then to follow it up with the remedies, which are the R's. So you've got the rest, you know, the total gut restoration, the reviving, you know, just the recovery and the rescue. And that's really been kind of my life mission, is to help people do that and to educate, because it must be a grassroots movement of the people to put in politicians that are conscious of this, that understand this. And, you know, that's the way change will happen, as far as putting in policies that will protect us. You know, states like mm-hmm. Idaho that have, you know, the Idaho gag laws, where
right.
If I took a picture of somebody, you know, dumping Roundup into the river, or taking what they use to, you know, catch those round bales, the, you know, just the big fork, the spike, and spiking a cow. Mm-hmm. If I took a picture of those, I'm the one that would be arrested, because my film is trespassing in their space. You know, that's the Idaho gag law. So that's how big corporations mm-hmm. have a control, you know, over the policymakers. And until we can change that, because these, you know, beautiful farmlands in the, you know, Iowa and Kansas and Nebraska and mm-hmm. Idaho, where all of our food, until these farmers have a way to make a living that's not monoculture hybridized corn and wheat, you know, there's where the problem lies. They need to be able to make a living without making everybody else sick.
I totally agree with you. I just want you to know that the gag law in Idaho was shot down. So it's totally unconstitutional. So you should know that. But, I mean, you know, that was proven to be unconstitutional. We were all quite relieved.
Yes,
but thank you so much for being on Immunize Wisely. I so appreciate you being my guest at the last minute, actually. So, and you have such a wealth of knowledge. I actually would love to have you on again when I'm a little more knowledgeable and I ask better questions.
No, your questions were great, and I think you've got a great platform, and I'm happy to be with you and do it again.
Okay, thank you so much, Tracy. Okay, well, next week I will have hopefully the guest that I was going to have on this time, and her name is Dr. Shannon Croner, and she has started a organization to protect our religious exemptions. So please stay tuned to next week when I have her on. And I believe this is the end of the program, so thank you, everyone. Really appreciate you tuning in.
You're welcome. Take care.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.